You're listening to Cross Currents from KALW News. I'm Hannah Baba. When Hurricane Harvey hit Texas last month, local disaster response teams were stretched to their limits. One pair of paramedics reportedly spent more than 100 consecutive hours in their ambulance, shuttling patients day and night. It made us at KALW wonder what would happen during a natural disaster here in the Bay Area. Do we have enough emergency vehicles to handle a severe earthquake? KALW's Eli Wertschafter went to a secret location in San Francisco to inspect an unusual tool for disaster response, an old munibus that's been converted into a gigantic ambulance.
The whole thing started with a crazy party. It was New Year's Eve, 2010, and there were big celebrations planned at the Embarcadero. The San Francisco Fire Department wanted extra medical support on the scene, so they asked Muni to lend them a bus.
It was a regular 40-foot city bus. The mechanics at the Muni yard were very kind in helping us take some of the seats out.
This is Fire Chief Andy Zanoff, who's in charge of emergency medical services.
They reconfigured some of the poles and the straps that people usually hold onto. They set up a strapping system for two wheelchairs and for a gurney.
And they drove it to the Embarcadero. They used it as a mobile clinic, treating people who might have partied a little too hard. It worked so well, fire department officials thought it would be nice to have a bus like that all the time. They looked into buying a bus-sized ambulance, but new ones can cost around $500,000. So to save money, the fire department asked Muni if they could get their hands on some old buses. Here's fire department spokesman Jonathan Baxter.
We want to take advantage of being able to reuse the bus in a different manner.
And Muni agreed. In 2015, they donated two old buses they were retiring. With just $80,000 and a grant from the Department of Homeland Security, the city bought a special kit from a company in Virginia. It's everything you need to convert a city bus into a mini hospital on wheels. It was the first in the state. I went to check out the buses in San Francisco, but I'm not allowed to tell you exactly where they are. I can only say that they're kept in a Muni bus yard.
These are items that would be used in a mass casualty incident, and we don't want to give somebody who has nefarious thoughts an idea of where these would be housed on a normal basis.
Looking around the yard, at first it's hard to pick out these ambulance buses from all the other ones. But get a little closer, and they're not so subtle. They're painted red and white. And on the side, they say mass casualty transport in fat gold letters. Chief Zanoff shows me inside.
Took some of the seats out, and then we can hang flats and stretchers.
It's actually a kind of spooky sight. I mean, picture an ordinary city bus, but most of the seats have been replaced by stretchers. They're in stacks of three, like triple bunk beds. I imagine lying strapped down to one of the cots with another wounded victim lying inches above me and three more victims across the aisle. That is a bus ride I hope I'll never have to take. The bus can carry up to 22 patients in all. 10 in ordinary bus seats and 12 in the stretchers.
See, these are what we call flats. These are detachable. We would put the patient on this and then carry the patient into here on the flat and then line them up on these litter carriers.
Medical supplies hang by the rear door in rows of pouches. It looks kind of like one of those hanging shoe organizers that you can put in your closet.
We would have all these things in a regular ambulance, except that we would have cabinets where we could store all this equipment. So we had to develop this system of zipper pouches.
When the fire department brought the buses into service, the Chronicle called them doomsday buses. Chief Zanoff is not crazy about that term.
These buses are for mass casualty incidents. They're to help the public, and any terminology that's being used about them that's derogatory in any way is we don't like that.
What term would you prefer?
Ambulance bus, AMBU bus is what we call it.
The AMBU bus.
Right.
Zanoff says that Muni, not the fire department, provides the drivers for the AMBU buses. They come from a pool of extra operators that Muni keeps at the ready.
We have a flash number that we call from our dispatch center, and the buses can be ready to roll in less than 30 minutes.
30 minutes sounds like a long time to wait, but it's not like these ambulances are making trips every day. In fact, in the 2 years that the city has had the AMBU buses, they've never been sent to respond to an emergency. When they're deployed, it's always been to something planned.
Mass events such as New Year's, Halloween in the Castro, Marina Green, Fleet Week.
So for instance, back in August, the department sent both buses to Crissy Field, where far-right groups and counter-protesters had planned to rally. But Fire Chief Tony Malloy says one of the AMBU bus's most important jobs is to be ready in case there's an unplanned incident.
We know there's going to be big events. We know we're going to need something during these events.
Malloy says after an earthquake, for example, a hospital could lose power or collapse.
How do we move all those people from that hospital to somewhere else so they can get their care?
You can use an AMBU bus. There are some limitations, though. In Texas last month, AMBU buses were deployed to evacuate flood victims. But buses were no good on deeply flooded streets. Ordinary citizens joined the rescue effort with private boats and even monster trucks. Following the news from home, Chief Malloy says he was struck by how many citizens were involved in the rescues.
If there is, or when there is an incident, we're going to bring out all the stops and we're probably going to need outside help as well.
If disaster strikes, even a pair of AMBU buses can only do so much. We'll have to rely on each other. In an undisclosed location in San Francisco, I'm Eli Werchafter for Cross Currents.
Eli is KALW's transportation reporter. You can email him at transportation@KALW.org.